Now, very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins entertained the Oakland Athletics in what was the first of a very brief two-game homestand. It was a matchup between Jarrell Cotton of the A's and Jose Urania of the Marlins. And with a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, good night at the ballpark for the Marlins tonight. Jose Urania gave them six very strong innings, and the offense came alive, 8 runs and 11 hits. Marlins beat the A's 8-1 in the opening game of this quick two-game series here at Marlins Park. Jose Urania beat the A's when we were in Oakland back on May 23rd. Marlins getting their first ever look at Oakland starter Jarrell Cotton tonight. And both pitchers pitched 1-2-3 first innings. Ozuna setting down the side on 11 pitches. Cotton doing the same in the bottom of the first. Then on the top of the second, Marcel got into some one-out trouble. Jose Urania got into some one-out trouble. He allowed a one-out single to Yonder Alonso. He then hit Chad Pinder with a pitch, and Matt Joyce singled. So in a scoreless game, the A's had the bases loaded with one out in the second. The 8 and 9 men coming up, Urania was able to strike out the catcher, Josh Fegley, for the second out of the inning, and then he jumped ahead of the pitcher, Jarrell Cotton, a ball and two strikes, but he was called for a balk. With two outs and two strikes on the pitcher who's making his first ever big league at bat, what a break for the A's. The two-out, two-strike balk forced Alonso in, and it gave the A's a 1-0 lead. Urania came back to strike out Cotton, but the damage was done. The Marlins had given a runaway, and they trailed 1-0 in the second. They would get that run back in inning number four. It wouldn't take two hits, hit batsman and a balk. It would happen very quickly for Miami in the bottom of the fourth. Marcelo Ozuna facing Jarrell Cotton. Marcel hits a fly ball deep to right center. Joyce is going back in front of the bullpen at the wall. Goodbye, we're tied. Marcel Ozuna with his 16th of the season, and it's 1-1 in the fourth. Marcel went 3-for-3 tonight. Two singles, that homer. He also drew a walk, knocked in a run, scored a couple. At that point, it was 1-1 in the fourth. In the bottom of the fifth, with Cotton still out there for the Athletics, Tyler Moore hit a leadoff double. He had himself a three-hit night tonight as well. He went to third base on JT Riddle's fly ball to the warning track and right. That was the first out in the fifth inning. In a 1-1 game, the A's pulled the infield in for the pitcher Jose Urania. Urania hit a slow ground ball past the pitcher. It was charged by the shortstop Pinder. Moore had to stay at third, and Pinder able to throw Urania out for the second out. So in a tie game with two outs in the fifth, Marlins had the go-ahead man at third. They were looking for a big two-out hit from D. Gordon.
Here's the pitch, and there's a ball lined out into left center. A huge two-out hit for D. Gordon. He drives in Tyler Moore, and the Marlins have a 2-1 lead.
D's two-out hit, a big one, not only because it gave the Marlins the lead, but because it would extend the inning. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Movement Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Movement Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. D's hit extended the inning. He was at first for Giancarlo Stanton.
Target away from Stanton. Here's the pitch. And Stanton crushes the ball. This is high, and it's way back into left center. Back toward the Clevelander. And it's up, up and away. A home run for Giancarlo. Giancarlo connects for the 17th time, the 225th home run of his career. His first career home run against the Oakland A's. And the Marlins have a 4-1 lead.
After missing the start Sunday with that right wrist contusion, suffering, he was hit by a pitch Saturday in Pittsburgh. Stanton back in the lineup tonight, and he announced his return with a bang. His 17th homer, RBIs 43 and 44, and the Marlins had, at that point, a 4-1 lead in the fifth inning. And Cotton just couldn't get himself out of the inning. Christian Yelich, an infield hit. Marcel Ozuna, a single. Two on, still with two outs. Marlins looking for a fifth straight two-out hit from JT Realmuto.
JT stands in. Here is the pitch from Cotton. And JT hits a high fly ball. This is out toward right center. It's going to get down on the track and bounce up off the wall. And that's going to be a rule book double. Which means Yelich can score, Ozuna will be sent back to third, and Realmuto will be sent back to second. Another run, and have a 5-1 lead.
Well, finally, Derek Dietrich would pop to second to end the fifth inning, but it was a 24-pitch inning for Jarrell Cotton. Marlins sent 9 men to the plate. They scored 4 runs on six hits. Five of the six hits after two were out. All four runs after two were out. And at the end of five tonight, the Marlins were in control of this ballgame, leading 5-1. Cotton done after that fifth inning. Eight hits, five runs. He walked one, struck out five, allowed two homers through 82 pitches, 55 strikes. His first ever start against the Marlins. Meanwhile, Urania was cruising along when he set down the side in order in the sixth inning. He'd retired 14 straight A's hitters. He had not allowed a base runner since the Matt Joyce single with one out in the second inning. 14 straight set down. He had a chance to make it through seven for just the second time in his major league career. This is 29th lifetime start tonight. But in the seventh, up 5-20, he allowed a leadoff double to Chris Davis, ending that run of 14 straight set down. He then walked Yonder Alonso. So the A's got the tying man to the on-deck circle. At that point, Don Mattingly pulled Urania out of the ballgame. He brought David Phelps in. Phelps caught Chad Pinder looking for out number one. He caught Matt Joyce looking for out number two. And when Josh Fegley hit a fly ball to right, Phelps had retired three straight and gotten the Marlins out of the inning, still with that 5-1 lead. So we could close the book on Urania. Six innings plus, three hits, one run, one walk, four strikeouts, 94 pitches, 62 strikes. A very good night for Jose Urania. Marlins couldn't score against Josh Smith in the bottom of the sixth after the big pitching performance there by Phelps in the top of the seventh. Marlins in the bottom of the seventh inning got a leadoff walk against Josh Smith from Giancarlo after Christian Yelich lined to right. Consecutive walks to Ozuna and Remuto loaded the bases with one out. Smith was looking for a double play ball when Derek Dietrich stepped in. Smith the 2-2. Dietrich pulls one sharply on the ground to first. Backhanded by Alonso down to second. They get one. That's all they'll get because the pitcher didn't get over to cover. In from third, Stanton, and it's 6-1 Marlins. So Smith, who had walked three, then forgets to cover first base on the ground ball to the right side. He should have been out of the inning with no run scoring. But at that point, one run was in, and he wasn't out of the woods yet. Two men on for Tyler Moore. Smith, the 1-2 to Moore, and it's hammered to left, sending Chris Davis back. It's over his head. It's going to bounce on the track up against the wall. In to score Ozuna. Dietrich's being waved toward the plate, and there won't be a throw. It's the third hit in the ballgame for Tyler Moore. A two-run double, and the Marlins have busted it open. They lead 8-1 in the seventh. And 8-1 is how this one would end. Harlan Garcia pitched a perfect eighth inning. A.J. Ramos, though there wasn't a save, and it came out to get some work, and he struck out a couple in a 1-2-3 ninth. Marlins beat the A's 8-1 to open up this two-game series. They take a 2-1 lead in the four-game interleague season series. For Miami, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 7 men left. For Oakland, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. The A's strand 4. Urania, the winning pitcher, 5-2. He has won 4 consecutive decisions now. Jarrell Cotton, loser, he's 3-7. Time of the game, 2 hours, 57 minutes, in front of a crowd of 19,953 here at Marlins Park.
Marlins all over the A's in Game 1 last night. We'll close out this very brief two-game homestand this afternoon at 12:10. On the mound for the Marlins this afternoon, that would be Edinson Volquez. He's looking for his fourth consecutive victory. As for the A's, we'll see the major league debut of right-hander Daniel Gossett. It's a 12:10 first pitch from Marlins Park. We're on the air at 11:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.